Grant in Los Angeles. Hi there, Grant. Welcome to New Life Live.
Hi, thank you.
What's going on? You went to EMB?
Yeah, I was there this past weekend. It was really encouraging. I just want to call and say thank you guys. I've gotten a scholarship to go as well. And so that was part of just really grateful for the opportunity and just be there with like a group of around 30 guys, and then it puts you in smaller groups. And so just to know, like, you know, there's other men that you can relate to, and that, you know, there's a greater plan and purpose, and not just, you know, things that eventually just are going to lead to destruction. So, yeah, I really appreciate it. And JJ mentioned it, and I was like, all right, I got to call in. So,
well, we appreciate your call. What's your story briefly? What led you to Every Man's Battle?
Well, I remember the book being released when I was maybe high school or college. And then I've gone to different groups and been trying to be disciples. And but I had gone through a divorce that was related in part to lack of integrity. And so I think I'm engaged now, and I don't want to repeat the same mistakes. And so a friend from church told my fiance about the your ministry. And so at first I was a little hesitant because I hadn't heard of you all. I'd been going through a different ministry. I'm just wrapping that up. But it was kind of coming to an end, so I wasn't really sure what to do next. So at least with Every Man's Battle, and there's sustained victory groups, there's like discipleship groups. So that was just really helpful. And then just talking with the small group leader, he's a life coach from North Carolina, and just meeting guys from, you know, all over Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas and Ohio and North Dakota. It's kind of, it's unique in California, understanding how many men are struggling with the same thing. And it doesn't really matter where your geographic location is.
Right.
But also know that we don't have to be lonely. Like, there's, it's a very similar experience. Despite like where we live and who we are, you know, we need that like fellowship and like iron sharpens iron. So
yeah, that's for sure. JJ.
Yeah. So Grant, hey, thanks for calling in. It was so great to meet you this weekend, and I'm glad to hear that you're wanting to take this seriously and continue on with Sustained Victory. Could you share with the audience maybe one thing, one takeaway that you're like, okay, I don't want to forget this. I want to hold on to this. This truth that I was challenged with this weekend.
Yeah, it's just how we have to connect with God, with ourselves through like journaling, and then with other people. So I might have bad habits, but I can't, if I think my way into a bad habit, I'm not going to be able to think my way out of it. So it really does need some sort of influence to break the cycle, the bad habit, basically.
Oh, that's great. Oh, man. Thanks for sharing that. And thanks so much for calling. And like I said, I'm really glad that you were there, glad to have gotten to know you a little bit, and looking forward to seeing how God takes where you are now and where he's taking you to, like to see that, right? To see the growth and see the change. It's encouraging.
Yeah. Grant, thank you so much. Yes. For calling. And as the female here on the panel today, your wife will be so, your future wife will be so grateful. It's such a gift that you have given her, that you've acknowledged this, that you see the problem, that you're not just thinking, oh, my new marriage, my new wife will fix this problem. That no, it's something you are taking responsibility for and taking care of so that you can start off differently. Love it.
Yeah. And that's something we talk about here on New Life Live about Every Man's Battle, because some guys, single guys or whatever, will think, you know, once I get married, all these urges and everything will go away.
It'll change because then, change. You know, I can have sex with my wife and it won't be a problem.
Right. Yeah.